Hello and welcome to the first ever mini episode of the 3-Bid League podcast. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this upcoming VCU Rhode Island game, and since I truly feel that this is going to end up being the most important game in all of the A-10 regular season, with these two teams jockeying for second place, jockeying for possible positioning for an at-large bid, I really wanted to just take a few minutes and kind of dive into this game before it starts up. That'll be at 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. A standalone game, as John Rothstein noted. Definitely the best game in all of college basketball tonight. But the ramifications for this are just absolutely massive. The winner will almost certainly be in the driver's seat for the 2 seed. And far more importantly, this is going to look great when we reach that mid-weekend in March for Selection Sunday. On one hand, Rhode Island has a chance to pick up a home-and-home sweep of VCU, while VCU could pick up a huge road win in Kingston. And especially on VCU's side, they have plenty of wins, they have no bad losses, but they have yet to get anything resembling a huge tournament resume-making win so far. This game is actually a rematch, just the second in the A-10 this year. Bonaventure and Fordham have played twice already. But just a mere 20 days ago, Rhode Island went on the road, knocked off VCU 65-56. Jeff Doughton had 21 points for the light blue colored Rams, while Marcus Santos Silva put up 14 rebounds for the gold colored Rams. Pretty poor offensive game for VCU. And really, the two things that fueled Rhode Island to victory in this game are two things that aren't necessarily going to go their way tonight. The biggest part of it just being that, well, VCU's offense was just, it didn't move. It was awful. And was really just one of the poorest shoot-yourself-in-the-foot offensive displays I've seen from a team of this caliber in years. Now, what we've seen since that game, with the emergence of Bones Highland, with a healthy Malik Crowfield, with guys like Keyshawn Curry and Corey Douglas really playing exceptionally well in their current roles, and the underrated rise of Isaac Van back to where he was last year, this is a much different VCU offense than we saw the first time around. And I really find it hard to believe that they're going to struggle to 56 points like they did last time. Now, the other giant element for Rhode Island's win was that this was Jeff Doughton's signature moment of the season so far. The senior point guard has really been quiet and kind of underwhelming throughout the year, but with Fats Russell struggling in the first half, Doughton took control in the second half, was finding his way into the middle of the paint, either scoring or kicking out. He ended up with only one assist in this game, which honestly feels like a miscount, because he had at least 3 or 4 from watching this game, and plenty more hockey assists beyond that. Now, everything we've seen about how this Rhode Island offense has operated and about how Doughton has played points to the fact that that's not going to happen again. On the flip side, Jeff Doughton's talent says that if he has the wherewithal and the desire to do it, he can easily do it again. Now, we don't have too much else to go off of for this game, although I think that we learned a lot of lessons in the battles between the guards in the other night's VCU-Richmond matchup, because out on the perimeter, it's going to be a very similar battle. Basically, you swap out Jacob Gilliard and Nick Sherrod, you put in Fats Russell and Jeff Doughton. And really, two things that came out of that game on Tuesday night, things that I find quite interesting for this matchup. And that's just really the on-ball pressure that we saw kind of change the game on both sides. VCU spent a lot of the game basically adapting kind of a half-court havoc, if you will, where their guards were just constantly harassing Gilliard at the halfway line, game in and game out. And we saw Gilliard respond with probably his worst offensive game of the year. He really struggled to get comfortable at all. And the fact that he was so out of sorts really helped VCU to be able to build a wall along the perimeter and keep Richmond from getting the ball inside to Grant Golden. Now, I really think that this could be a working formula for VCU in this game, where you really try to harass Fats Russell and Jeff Doughton and wear them down. And this is where VCU starts to develop a big advantage, because Marcus Evans, Bones Highland, Keyshawn Curry, Mikhail Sims, it doesn't matter who you have attacking them on the defensive end. They have plenty of fantastic defensive guards. And most importantly, these guys are all going to get their proper rest. They're going to be able to go at 120 miles an hour and then just head to the bench for a few minutes. One of the things we've talked about all year with Rhode Island is the fact that they really don't have a backup guard. They can take Doughton or Russell out, but at that point you're basically playing just the one with either Makai Long or Jacob Toppin at the shooting guard position. And that opens up the door for VCU to run true full court havoc. Just be able to get the ball out of the point guard's hands, knowing that if Russell and Doughton aren't both on the court all game, then Rhode Island is going to have to go stretches with only one reliable ball handler. And that's where things could really turn south for the Rhodey Rams in this one. Now, on the other side, Rhode Island could take a lesson from the pressure that Richmond showed, especially against Bones Highland. Highland was fantastic in that game, but he kind of struggled when the traps came. He did a good job of not turning the ball over, but he most of the time would just throw little dump-off passes to whoever came to help. There wasn't any playmaking coming out of the traps, and it really is his one offensive flaw as a young guy. He's not ready for the speed of those traps yet. Now, he started to break them in the second half, but part of that had to do with Richmond no longer jumping the picks with their big men. They would just kind of hover in the middle. Marcus Santos Silva or Corey Douglas would get free going to the rim. And Bones made some nice passes against the lesser pressure. So I think if Rhode Island's going to really commit their centers to hard trap, then that could be a way to kind of take Highland out of the game, knowing that VCU doesn't have a true fantastic rim runner that can really kill them going to the hoop. Santos Silva's a brilliant player, but he's slow enough that you can really recover there and get back over to him to prevent any kind of true damage at the rim, unless Highland is going to hit him immediately coming out of that trap. And from what we saw in the Richmond game, I find it hard to believe that that's going to happen. Now, on the other side, one thing that I forgot to mention that really is kind of important in VCU's decision-making of whether or not to apply the pressure is they were going all out trying to get in the faces of Gilliard and Sherrod, throw them off their game, and then also trying to protect the paint against Golden and KO. And really, if there was one weak spot in that defense, which there really wasn't, but if you're picking nits, it was kind of that fifth spot, the shooter in the corner. And that's where Rhodey's going to have a big advantage over Richmond, because as opposed to kind of a random cavalcade of bench guys, Andre Gustafson, Jake Wojcik, etc., etc., Rhode Island has Tyrese Martin, who has been a very reliable knockdown shooter over the last week after kind of struggling to start A-10 play, and is also just a lanky, fantastic attacker off the bounce. If VCU is going to lean on that pressure and lean on protecting the rim and kind of sag off of Tyrese Martin, that's a spot where they could really, really get killed. And so I come to my two big questions for Rhode Island's offense in this game. Two things that if they both come to be yes, I think Rhodey is going to take this. Number one, can Tyrese Martin get at least 3 3-pointers and try to knock VCU out of any pressure that they use? Number two, can Jeff Doughton finish a combined 12 possessions? So when I say that, I mean a combination of field goals made, free throws drawn, and assists. He had 12 exactly in the last game, although, like I said, I really think it was 14 or 15. And I think that that has to be the minimum in this game. This is not a good matchup for Fats Russell. Because VCU has so many long athletic guards who are almost as fast as Russell, they can really get in his face, they can really hang with him. And I think a guy like Highland or Mikhail Sims or even perhaps Deriante Jenkins could really cause some hell for Russell. We saw that in the first game with his super poor 4-for-16 shooting performance. They're going to need Doughton and Martin to come through and carry the load for them. On the other side, VCU can't rely on Santos Silva to create their offense because he's going to have to deal with one of his toughest matchups of the year with both Cyril Langevin and Jermaine Harris going at him all game. Two really good post-up defenders who are going to cause some trouble for MSS. So I come to VCU's two biggest offensive questions. Number one, can they get 15 points out of Bones Highland? Because we just continue to see over and over again that the rest of VCU's guards are just not up to carrying the scoring load in this game. And that was their big weakness in the last game. Now, Highland came off the bench. He went 2-for-8, had only 6 points. Marcus Evans had 11, but that was on a poor 4-for-12 shooting. So I don't think Highland has to take over this game like he did against St. Bonaventure, but I think that he has to provide some sort of consistent outlet for them. And then number two for VCU, either Van or Deriante Jenkins has to have a fantastic game. And it's trending towards a big Isaac Van breakout. But Deriante Jenkins has been kind of lingering around the edges. He's had some nice games without having a true mind-blowing one. And so my key number two for VCU's offense, can Van and Jenkins get to a combined 32 points? I think that at least one of them has to threaten 20 with the other one hanging around 15. Because this is not the kind of night that you can rely on Marcus Santos Silva to be able to give you more than maybe about a dozen, just because of how good Rhode Island's bigs are. Now, as for the VCU lineup, something that I've talked about and really openly criticized a lot these past few weeks, Mike Rhodes figured out in the second half that his starting five doesn't work and that Mikhail Sims really fits better with the bench unit because what he brings to this team, veteran leadership, defense, and a little bit of three-point shooting, really overlaps with Isaac Van and Deriante Jenkins. And that, as I've mentioned before, brings a starting unit that is more reliant on steadiness than energy. Meanwhile, their bench unit with Bones Highland, Keyshawn Curry, Malik Crowfield, Corey Douglas, Hassan Ward, that group is nothing but manic energy, but really kind of lacks the consistency of the veterans. So now you move Mikhail Sims to the bench, you give them a steady hand to play with, and you move one of those energy guys into the starting lineup. It should be Bones, because quite frankly, he's their second best player at this point. Although I did love the Corey Douglas move in the Richmond game because it really helped at a point where Richmond's bigs were starting to dominate on the offensive end, and Douglas slowed that down. Rhode Island is the kind of team that you need Corey Douglas to go up against because it's going to be a slow rock fight, rebound-centric game. However, I would go with Highland in this one. I just think that you can use him and Evans to really create extra pressure and chaos and try to wear down Russell and Doughton immediately, with Evans and Highland both knowing that they're going to be able to take a blow sometime soon that the Rhode Island guards won't. I would go with those two together. I would try to kick up the energy, as opposed to really making it a rock fight, which I think is Rhode Island's best chance. This is ironic and weird to think in terms of a VCU game, but I think VCU is going to have their best chance if they can really rev up the pace here. Rhode Island needs to try to make this a rock fight. And really, VCU is going to have to decide how they want these opening matchups to go. And if you start Corey Douglas, you have him set the battle with Jermaine Harris. And that's going to turn it into that rock fight game. But meanwhile, you start Highland, Isaac Van slides back down to the four, and you end up with him against Harris in a matchup that's really a big mismatch on both ends. But I think that it pays off more for VCU with Van, who is really growing offensively with every game here. With his speed and his ability to attack the rim and shoot that nice little floater he loves so much. He's going to really cause Harris some trouble on that end. Whereas I'm just not sure in a really clogged paint that Harris's power is going to be able to have the same impact when Rhode Island has the ball and he's going up against the smaller Van. So I would go with Highland in this game. I think that that's the right way to start it out. And if this does turn into a rock fight, then you just go to Douglas, go to Hassan Ward, and really start to lean on that too big look. Now, the biggest question and what I want to wrap it up with this episode with is who wins the rebounding battle? And more specifically, who gets more offensive rebounds? I think that that is the true key to this game. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that the winner of the rebounding battle in this game is going to win the game itself too. So my two biggest X factors on a team level, the rebounding. On an individual level, if you've been listening to this for weeks, you know what I'm about to say. It has to be Jeff Doughton. This game is ripe for him to go out and have the kind of performance he did against VCU 3 weeks ago. Because I just don't think the rest of Rhode Island's team is well set up to be able to manipulate this VCU defense. They need Doughton to fight through that pressure. They need him to be their steady hand. They need him to be the creator with Martin and Russell becoming two incredibly dangerous spot-up shooters. And for Rhode Island to win this game, Doughton has to just take the ball and say, hey guys, I got this. Go get yourself open and let me find you. And so I'll wrap it up with this. I've gone back and forth on my prediction a few times. I do think Rhode Island's the better team. And they have it at home. But my gut's telling me that there's something building here with VCU right now. And I think that they're going to win the guard battle. I really do. I think that this is a chance for Bones to truly shine. I think this is a game for Marcus Evans to start to climb back into the first team All-A-10 guy that he used to be. Even if he doesn't get to that level, I think that he's going to give them 12 to 15 points. And I think that those two are just going to cause hell for Fats. I don't see Doughton taking control of the game like he did last time. And I'm going to take VCU by 2 points here on the road. A game that becomes the signature moment in their resume. And you know what? If you guys want to share your thoughts, I would love to hear them. Please just send us anything on Twitter at 3BidLeaguePod. I think that this is going to be a great game, and I think we have a chance for some great midday debate. So thank you for listening.